Morning. How are we all doing?
Good.
Good. Well, this is, the official minicamp, but really it's just a continuation of what we've been doing for the last 10 practices over the past 3 weeks. So, just trying to keep moving ahead here, installing some of our plays, trying to get everybody on the same page with the new players and some of the players that are back. Obviously, we've made some adjustments and changes in what we're doing from last year. So we'll try to keep building on that and try to put ourselves in as good a position as we can to be ready to go in training camp. I think we certainly made a lot of progress, but at the same time, we have a long way to go. So just take it day by day and try to keep putting one foot in front of the other and making progress.
How would you sum up what you've accomplished through the 10 organized team activities this phase of the off-season program?
I mean, pretty much what I just said. I think, we've made progress. We've got a long way to go.
Is it a full installation or like?
No.
Anywhere close to it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we've got a lot bought in, but it's not, it's not everything. It's definitely not. I mean, without pads on, there's a lot of things that we're going to need to do when we get to pads, particularly in the running game. So, say that installation's been held back a little bit just because we can't do the work that we need to do on it. So, but we've tried to introduce the players to a lot of things, so at least they will have heard them once before and been explained once before. Sometimes the second time around, it makes a little more sense if you've heard it once.
Do you compensate for both sets of linemen and the running backs because you can't see as much from them on the field? I mean, do you maybe stress the mental work elsewhere more with them during this time of year?
Well, yeah, we do a lot of teamwork because a lot of the fundamental things, individual things that we do, which are good, we just lose those skills over the next six weeks, and we have to rebuild them again. Whereas the team teaching, this gives us an opportunity to work, this entire unit, whether it be offense, defense, special teams, put those plays in, our communications and all those type of things, and get them in and get them done, which we can't do on an individual basis. But we can do for these 10 days, so we try to maximize that.
What are the goals for individual players, particularly for like returning players versus newcomers and rookies?
I think everybody's goal is the same. I mean, it's a new season. Doesn't matter where anybody was last year. It's where we are this year and how we come together as a team. So it's about our training, our conditioning, about the execution of whatever it is we're doing. And I think everybody's in the same boat on that. I wouldn't separate anybody, really. I mean, we all have to do it, coaches included. I haven't called a play in 5 months, whatever it's been. So, I've got to, rebuild all that myself. We all do.
Bill, how important is it to get in pads to start building conditioning, even though it's June? Is it significant at this stage to start that conditioning process through the summer?
Well, we can't do it, so.
Pads at all?
No, we can't. Of course not.
What was it about James Anderson that had you guys decide to bring him in, even at this late stage of the offseason? What did you guys see in him?
I mean, he's had a productive career defensively and in the kicking game. He's been productive in, I don't know how many years he's been in the league, but, he's played a lot of football on defense and in the kicking game. He's got good experience. There's a good level of production. He's available, so we'll see how it goes.
We haven't in the media seen any of Armont Armstead in quite a while. What have you been able to learn about him in the last year or so?
Armont's really, really worked hard. He's had a lot of adversity personally that he's had to deal with, unusual compared to most other players, but he's always had a great attitude, worked hard, and really done everything we've asked him to do.
Can we expect to see him at minicamp?
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes.
At this point with him, whether he's out there or not now, I mean, do you have any reservations about expecting him to be available at some point? I know,
if we have anything on that, you'll be the first to know, Mike.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Do you have just in terms of attendance, I guess one difference between the OTAs, which are voluntary, and this mini camp is mandatory. Are you 100% attendance?
We'll see, hopefully.
How would you evaluate Rob Gronkowski so far this offseason? What have you seen?
You know, all the players that aren't participating fully in the OTAs are in their rehab, and they're all at various stages. But, you know, rehab's a process that's, you know, each day is a different day. When you can move ahead, you move ahead. And when you can't, then you, you know, back up until you can move ahead, and then you move ahead. So, I mean, that's what rehab is. We've all been through it. Players that are involved in it are, you know, they're working as hard as they can. We'll see how it all goes. You know, it's not a straight line. Like, you know, some days are better than others for everybody.
Along that same line, Bill, how good was it to see Sebastian and Vince back during OTAs and have them continue on the field?
Well, I mean, you know, again, everybody's in different stages of, you know, each guy's different. Each, you know, each injury is different. So wherever they are, they are. We hope they keep making positive progress, and you know, we look forward to seeing as many players as possible back out on the field as soon as possible, whenever that is.
Do you expect to have Rob on the field today?
Well, we just keep going day to day. Every day, we just keep moving along day to day with everybody. So,
I guess while we're on the tight ends group, you brought in a couple of young guys, Asa Watson, Justin Jones. What do you see out of those two guys? Obviously, Jones looks like he has the size of somebody like Rob. Would you say that he would sort of fill that kind of position within the tight ends group?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Give him a chance to participate out there and see how it comes along. I mean, training camp, and everybody get an opportunity to play, and we'll see who does what. Some player, you know, whatever the players do, they'll earn. Whatever they achieve, they'll have to earn to achieve. Now, I don't know how that's going to come out. But guys that are out there will get a chance, and we'll evaluate their performance and see how it goes. I don't know.
I mean, Darrell Revis, obviously one of the best players in the league, regardless of position. Now that you've had a chance to just see him a little bit more, I know it's not, you know, 4 hours a day, 6 hours a day, whatever it is. What have you learned about him maybe that you didn't know from just watching him and saying that guy is obviously really good?
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime you have personal contact with a player, you know, you get to know the player. But you know, Revis is a good player, and glad we have him. We'll keep working with him. I mean, there's still a lot for him to learn, you know, in a new system and all that. But he's a very experienced and accomplished player, and you know, just try to fit him into the things that we're doing, both individually and collectively with his other teammates in the secondary. Especially as we get into, you know, multiple defensive back groups where five, six, however many of them are on the field at the same time. There's a lot of, you know, communication and adjustments, things like that involved too. So, but you know, he's worked hard and he's, you know, he's done fine.
Josh Boyce and Kendrell Tompkins look like they're a lot further ahead now than they obviously at this point last year. Would you agree with the fact that they made a lot of progress this offseason?
I think, you know, all the guys in that class have definitely made a jump from last year to this year. I mean, Josh wasn't even on the field, so I mean, it goes without saying, and, you know, KT's, I mean, they're all further along. Those guys are, but so are all the rest of the rookies that we had last year, whether we drafted them or guys like Chris Jones that came in during the season. You know, they're all much further ahead than where they were last year.
Along those same lines, if a guy isn't out there, can he still make that jump going from the first year to the second year? How does that set them back?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's things that you know, everybody can, you know, players can work on every day. Some things they can't do, but that doesn't keep them from doing the things that they can do. And so we try to emphasize that. You know, if a player is limited in some area, then that doesn't limit him in all areas. He can still make gains in those other areas, whatever they happen to be. So, yeah, absolutely.
How valuable, Bill, has his time been for Jimmy Garoppolo?
And how has he looked to you?
Hopefully it's been valuable for everybody. I mean, that's why we're out there, is to try to, you know, help each player improve and get them ready to go to training camp and play in the season. So, I mean, I hope it's been valuable for all of them.
How's he look to you?
It's, again, like all these guys, they're learning what to do. They got a long way to go, and they're making progress. You know, he's improved, but he's got a long way to go.
So did the rookies have a little bit more to overcome this year because of the draft being pushed back and you lost a couple weeks essentially? Obviously, it's the first time this has been in effect.
I don't think it's really affected the time frame that we've had them. What it's affected was, you know, them knowing that they were with their team on May, whatever day it was, 8th, 7th, whatever the date was, compared to April 20, whatever it would be. So that couple weeks there, that's, you know, time that was lost from when players could start preparing for their new team and, you know, being told what they need to do or what position they're going to play or, you know, all those kind of things. You know, those 2 weeks got pushed back. Once the draft actually happened and the players came in on, I want to say it was like May 12th, whatever that Monday was, then they've been here just like they would have been in the past. Just the draft would have, you know, we would have had a couple week, you know, rookie mini camp that would have had a little bit of a head start. But from May 12th until now is the same as it was last year from May, whatever that date was, until now. So that's been the same.
So I'm assuming that you don't care much where the draft is, but would you prefer that it go back to the April date instead of
May? Yeah, of course. I mean, the sooner you have your players, the easier it is to start not only getting them integrated into your team, but also building your team. And, you know, there's certain things you get in the draft, and then you have to fill in other areas of the team with whether veteran players or, you know, college free agents or whatever. But that process is going on. You can see every day you pick up the transactions, and, you know, every team's got, not every team, but there's, you know, there's probably 5 to 15 transactions on a daily basis. And, of course, you have the draft, you'd be able to move that whole process up. And but, you know, whatever it is, it's not my decision. But I would vote for an earlier draft, absolutely.
Has any rookie surprised you with their ability to pick up the playbook or what they've done on the field even?
Again, with all due respect, we haven't really done anything on the field. I mean, we've taught a lot. I think hopefully we've learned a lot. But we haven't had the, like, competition that we're going to have in training camp. It's just not the same. And on top of that, you know, we have, you know, a lot of guys who, even though they may know what to do, they haven't had much experience doing it. Hopefully by the time we get to training camp, we'll be in a little different position where the players will have a better understanding what to do. They will have done it at least, you know, in a controlled setting. And then we'll see, based on the competition, how they're actually able to do it against somebody else who's competing at that same, you know, that same level, you know. So that's when we'll really see that. We're not really going to see that now, nor are we looking for that now. It's, you know, we don't want to go out there and have a bunch of piles and, you know, have guys rolled up. We're trying to, you know, teach them and, you know, get them to understand what to do, to have some confidence so they can go out there. And when we do get to training camp, they're able to go out there and do it, you know, at their best level and compete against another guy who's trying to compete against them. So that's really all this is about. Like, you know, now's not the time to cut the team. I mean, it's too early. All right. Thank you.